In Romeo and Juliet, William Shakespeare wrote, if you believe that Shakespeare was actually the author of his own works, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet." Writing today, perhaps, Shakespeare would craft that now famous line a bit differently, particularly if he was writing for a more adult audience. He may have written, "What's in a name? That which we call a vibrator by any other name would still be as stimulating." What made me think of this was discovering that someone has started a kosher online sex store. When I learned this, I actually wasn't all that surprised. In fact, I assumed somebody was going to do this. Back in February of 2008, I recorded a podcast that talked about a sin-free sex store. That store, which sold vibrators by other names, did so from a Christian perspective. Since then, I've discovered that someone has opened an online sex store following Islamic principles. So it was only logical that in time there would be a Jewish sex store that was kosher. I have to say, I don't recall any references in the Bible to vibrators or to lubricants or to fetish gear. Yes, all of them are available at the kosher sex store. My sense is that this use of the term kosher is more symbolic than it is defined by religious laws. Thus, what makes a sex toy kosher is open to debate. And I have no doubt that within the world of Orthodox Judaism, there are differences about what is and is not acceptable. In fact, one Orthodox leader, when asked to comment for an article, said that neither the site nor the person running it was worthy of comment, and he said he meant that in the most negative of ways. This kosher sex shop follows some of the same principles that those other sex shops which claim to be religious use. Rather than using graphic packaging with what they term crude imagery and indecent pictures, they wrap their items in plain wrappers. And rather than using catchy and sexy terms for their toys, they use more clinical and less enticing language. But as Shakespeare said, a rose by any other name. And on their site for kosher sex toys, they make it clear that this is only for married adults. And for them, that means heterosexuals. I have to say, I approach this topic with mixed feelings. On one hand, it would be easy to simply dismiss this as one more form of religious hypocrisy. Folks who claim more authority, who denounce other people's choices, but find a loophole to allow themselves a way to have what they want. Yet on the other hand, I think it's healthy and good that folks who are bound by religious rules, rules with which I disagree, are finding ways to be sexually satisfied, if indeed both partners, male and female, are being satisfied. A healthy sex life is important in a relationship, and this should be respected and encouraged. I suppose my frustration is that too often I see religious principles used as weapons to control people, to deny people rights or pleasures, to hold back women, to denounce gays and lesbians, to claim that there's only one way to be moral or to be religious. So when I read about a kosher sex shop, I simply see people trying to call a rose by another name and who use religion to get what they want while not respecting other people's choices or rights. But if you happen to make a purchase, enjoy those toys. And remember, no electricity on Shabbat. Just kidding. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.